Loud. So hello everybody and welcome to our kickoff call for the returning members, what we call the elite members of ERC for the 2020-2021 season of ERC. This is like the ninth or tenth year that we've been doing this program. And every year it changes and it evolves and it grows. And it was much different at the beginning than it is now. And I like to think that we improve it every year. You know, we listen to what people have to say. I've been doing massive reorganization in the back end to make all the modules, you know, flow properly and be linked together. And so that you know what's there, because I was just mentioning earlier, and Diana said, no, I didn't know we had that there, about having somebody ask a question about oral health and dental health. And like, oh, we have a whole thing on, we have a module on that, on oral health and probiotics for the mouth. And I found it. And Diana said, nope, I hadn't seen it, right? So there's a lot there probably that you haven't seen that we're going to make more visible. So I've been using my old computer science degree magic on the back end of the site to try to make it look more like what I want it to look like. Because I turned that over, of course, what you should do, turned that over to the tech team to do it. But anyway, I'm a pretty good programmer, so I'm in the back end fixing things. And so if you see things shift and move under your feet, I was going to make a video on it yesterday, but it wasn't quite finished because we were troubleshooting some things, which we figured out. Christina and I got on the phone and we went in the back end and we figured it all out. So if you see things shift or change, or you can't access something, please do let us know. Christina knows, I've taught her how to fix some things in the back end, but she's also letting me know so that we come up with a site that's so user-friendly that you enjoy going in there and you don't feel overwhelmed. You feel like, oh, it's a library. What should I choose today? What do I want to read today? And you'll have a library of resources that you can access. So I'm excited about that. And the purpose of this call really was to just kick off, right? Our season returning together. I'm excited to have you back. I'm honored that you've chosen to come back. It's interesting because some people would say, well, if you have this year-long program, why do people have to come back for another year? Is it because they're not getting results? I'm like, no, because they are getting results, and it's a lifelong process. There's always something new and evolving and new to know about taking care of your body, right? And so that's why people come back, is to go deeper and deeper and deeper. And when I looked at the site and how much information is out there, I have no idea how I created it in the time span that I did, let alone how you could possibly consume it in the time span that you have, right? It's like, oh, wow, how did I do this? I must have been on cocaine or something. I don't know. And I don't do drugs. So must have been all that green juice. But I'm excited about it. But now I'm excited because I've always given up my power to tech people who are organizing it for me. And some of it isn't quite organized in a way that I think is the most consumable, the easiest to consume. So I'm doing that. So be patient with me. If you go in and go, where did she move that to? I don't see it anymore. You're going to see more of shifts like on the main page with categories. So you know, there's just not a bunch of stuff and then you have to go deeper. And where was that? It's all going to be really visible from the front. If you want to learn about, you know, how to go deeper with some nutrition stuff, you can click on the nutrition tab and it's going to go there. And I'm even pulling some of the depths out of there. So there'll be an eating for bone health, eating for thyroid health, eating for mouth and dental health right there. So you go, oh my God, that's the eating for stuff. That's so cool. So we're working on that. And the goal is to have that as the library, right? It's there. It's a resource library. And the work that you do on the calls with your coach, with me on the coaching calls, is to help you personalize that for you. To ask questions about, does this apply? I'm adding a thing. I'm probably going to do it live. I'm going back to some of the presentations I've done before on the food religions, as I like to call them, because there's so much more of that in mainstream internet. I mean, if you want to call it mainstream, but the summits and all that are talking about it, and people are freaking out. Do I have to go low oxalate? Do I have to go low lectin? Do I have to go low histamine? What is appropriate for me? And let's start with the basics. But part of the elimination diet and assessing for food sensitivities. It's not just food allergies, which is what people think. It's sensitivities to particular chemical constituents that you may not be able to digest at a certain point in time, that you're genetically more sensitive to. So if you have leaky gut and they get into your bloodstream, they cause a problem. So I'm going to be focusing a little bit more on that this year. And I also, the thing about it is, right, when good food turns bad, right? So I wrote a whole series of blog posts several years ago, when greens are not good for you, right? It's not the food's fault. If M&Ms make you sick, it's the food's fault. If hydrogenated, you know, bacon double cheeseburgers make you sick, you know, hydrogenated oil, you know, laden, it's not your fault. It's the food's fault. Your body's doing what it's supposed to reject that food and say, nope, I don't want it. The lucky ones of us get the symptoms when we put that garbage in our bodies and go, boom. The unluckies, it buries. It buries and changes happen and over time. And then we develop a, you know, serious chronic degenerative or life-threatening disease. But it's not because you developed that over the last 6 months. It's because you've been adding to that and feeding that for years, for decades. So the lucky ones, what I call the canaries in the coal mine, that's a common term, but the people that like, oh my God, I go to the gas station, I go to, you know, pump gas and somebody's running an exhaust and I'm breathing that, I can't stand that, I get weak, I get faint. You're a lucky one, right? Because you're noticing it. Some of us, it just gets buried and gets buried and gets buried until it causes, you know, real serious damage on the inside. So the goal is to help you to customize your diet to be what you need right now, but to teach you how to keep customizing it because it's going to change. It's going to change seasonally. It's going to change based on stress levels. It's going to change based on the environment, like those poor folks in Oregon and California right now. Holy cow, right? And you're on the cusp. They said it was almost going to the Idaho border. So,
the smoke is here. It's like fog. It moved in. That's what happened to my health.
Yeah.
That's why I took a bad turn.
That's why you took a bad turn.
Yeah. I might as well just be right in the middle of those pictures from California.
Those pictures that you're seeing.
I can't breathe.
It's horrible.
Orange sky.
Orange sky. You've got that there too.
It's been there for 3 weeks every day. And some days are better than others.
You, right? And so when people have the typical American immune system, which is, you know, they're eating garbage, they're sitting there watching the news and getting all freaked out about COVID and eating their snack food and drinking their wine, and then they cut to a commercial that's not saying, hey, support your immune system and stop eating sugar and take this vitamin C, and, you know, they're not saying any of that. They're saying Cap'n Crunch, feed it to your kids for breakfast, and, you know, have a bud, and are you trying to kill people? Right. And then the fires come along. So I look at it. I had a bucket here. I'll show it with this. The other day I was explaining this to someone, is that we all have this capacity to deal with stress and trauma, right? We have this capacity. You can call it your immune system. You call it your detoxification. It's a combination of all of that. Digestion plays in a role. Genes play in a role. So someone, here, I'll use this. One person might be born with a capacity like this. Another person's born with a smaller capacity, right? Either way, the same thing happens when we fill to capacity. The overflow is what causes the body to break down. And so you may say, well, I've been eating gluten or bread or peanuts or whatever it is for decades. Why am I just suddenly getting sick? Why did I suddenly develop a sensitivity to it? It's because your bucket got full. It's because it's throwing it over. So we're trying to keep the bucket as low as possible. And one of the modules we have is called Reduce the Toxic Load. We can't just keep taking all kinds of great supplements and herbs and putting it on top of a toxic body. We have to reduce the toxic load. Now, sometimes, and that's the reason to keep this bucket capacity, you know, only a little bit full, is because some things happen that you can't control, like fires, right? Like nuclear explosions, right? Years ago, we had that happening in Japan, right? All these sorts of things we don't have control over. We can't say, oh no, I'm going to choose this activity and it's going to prevent those fires from happening. I mean, yeah, you can not throw matches and all that, but in general, we don't have control over everything. We don't have control over our kid getting in trouble, you know, and having to, you know, bail them out or whatever. We don't have that control. We have to be able to have the extra capacity to deal with that. Right. And so that's what we're here to do. Figure out what's going on with your energy reserve. And energy is everything. Energy is the currency of life. Energy is everything. It's not just like I have plenty of energy, I can go run. But it's, do you have plenty of cellular energy? Do your lungs, does your liver, does your heart have that resource, that reserve of energy to be able to handle fires without getting dramatically sick, to be able to handle an extra emotional stress without it blowing you out of the water, to be able to handle an accidental exposure in a restaurant to something that you didn't really intend to eat, but it happened, right? We have to be able to have the capacity. And if we're always operating right below the rim, always right below the rim, those people that operate on the edge, something's going to throw you over, and it could be something serious, really serious, right? So we want to be able to help you. That's why I'm here, and that's why I'm so passionate about this, is I want to be able to help you to identify those things and dig in and make the changes. People always ask me, well, I read in your sweet spot materials and it says I shouldn't eat whatever, maybe whole rice, whole grain rice pasta. But I've never had a problem with it before. Or it says I should eliminate eggs as I'm testing in an elimination, but I've never had a problem with it before, so I could do it. And I'll say, you know, here's the deal. I've created this program with certain components, and I know that they work for the majority of people, not everybody, and that's when we dig. But if you start going off and doing your version of it and adding in questionable stuff, it may be just fine for you. Maybe just fine, but it may not be. And then you're not going to get the results. And then you're going to say, my program didn't work. Like my lady who had diabetes, and she came in and she just was a whiner, and I should have known that from the beginning, but she came back after a week and she says, I'm following your program directly and I haven't lost any weight and my blood sugar hasn't changed. I'm like, okay, tell me more. Well, I'm drinking those nasty green smoothies for breakfast and I get through it, and I can barely tolerate it, but I'm doing it because you said I should. Okay, great. So what do you do for lunch? Well, I'm usually out working and I'm traveling around. So, you know, occasionally I stop at and I get chicken nuggets, or I go into the grocery store to buy water because I'm thirsty and I pick up a chocolate bar. I'm like, excuse me, let's just stop here. Chicken nuggets are not on my plan. So you're not getting results by adding a green smoothie. You're not curing your diabetes and losing weight by adding a green smoothie in the morning. Is that basically what you're telling me? She goes, well, yeah, I'm doing it. It's a package, right? You've had diabetes for years, decades. And I've seen it reverse very quickly, but you have to follow the plan. It wasn't a pleasant experience, but that's what people want, right? Because from the time we're little, it's every time you got a sniffle or you got a headache or you smashed your toe, mama had some magic drug to take the pain away. And when we're little and it's acute, it often works. So we get this psychological mindset. I just need that magic pill, that magic whatever. So, you know, as you come to more of a nutrition, well, I'm doing the smoothies in the morning. What more should I be doing? You know, there's a lot more, right? So, and some people will go, I'm drinking green smoothies and I'm worse, I'm bloated. That's information, right? I'm just keep doing it because you said it was good for me, but I get really bloated. Wait, right? That's what we're trying to teach you here. This is the best experiment ground. This is what's going to give you the most information, more so than a lot of lab tests. If you eat something, drink something, and it creates a problem in your bod, the body's telling you something, right? This isn't compatible with you right now. Does that make sense? Yes? So that's what we're here to go into more deeply. As you're here for another year, you've got coaches assigned, you've got me, you've got group calls. There's just a lot that you have here and a lot of resources. And like I said, revamping the website to make it even more, you know, bite-sized and chunkable. So the purpose of today is I wanted to check in with all of you just to see what your main the word isn't complaints. The word is, I'm trying to think of the positive word. What your main things are that you want to work on, like what in particular that you want to work on and what you want to get out of this program. And I also want to check in with what are some of the, like we have advanced training. So what are those, which ones are most appealing to you? I'll give you a list of the ones we have. And then there's some new ones that I'm going to develop. And what is it that you most like, so I can order them and orchestrate them based on the feedback that I get. Okay. So I will start with Diana because Diana may need to leave at any point in time.
Hey man, oh, that's a good one. The immune system is, and the hormone system can both be kind of subdivided, and some of the other ones could probably be a little bit too. I just want deeper dives into everything. That's my only suggestion, especially immune system. It seems so important, especially for me. But there's so many components. There's the detoxification, and then there's the, you know, the building up then there's cellular energy. And although they're all integrated, it would be nice to just have like little submodules on that one. Okay. That's about the only suggestion. I just want to go a little bit deeper than the last time. Mm-hmm. You know, each time dig a little deeper.
Dig a little deeper. Yeah, I was thinking about that too. And I was also thinking, I had this really cool presentation I do for the practitioners on cellular energy. Because people don't get it, right?
Yeah, they don't. Doctors don't even get it.
When I start to go through, well, there's this group cycle and then there's, and usually I talk about it when we go over like an oat test, if you've done an oat test, but which of the nutrients, like, and where you can have this like halting of your creation of ATP. So in sweet spot, we do it at the level of get the sugar into the cell.
Right.
You can go deeper with, okay, now that the sugar's in the cell, what are some of the things that are getting in the way of you making energy from that?
From that.
Nutrient imbalances, what nutrient deficiencies, what nutrient excesses, you know, whatever it might be. So that's exactly
what I'm talking about there.
It's interesting because years ago when I first started to move from being in a practice face-to-face with people to doing more, you know, stages and talking about things. I did a presentation for a class I was doing with Jesse and Charlotte. I don't know if anybody has heard of them, but they do amazing practitioner trainings for practitioners to get their message out. And I was like taking a training from them on how to, you know, really get your message across on stage. And so I created this really cool presentation that I started doing on, it had, how do you get your mitochondria to work properly? Like, and they were like, no, you can't talk to people about mitochondria. They want to know how to get their energy. They want to know about, I mean, like, but they need to understand that these mitochondria and all the cells, and that it's not just about like what herbs are energizing. Let's take some ginseng and licorice and things that are energizing, but what is it that's going to feed your cells? And I don't go into it in the, you know, extreme biochemistry that I would in a practitioner training. But the instructor said that to me, I said, huh, that's interesting. I thought people liked that. Who here thinks that was like over the top and who liked it? So I got this, like 95% of all the people there, I think it may have been one person said it was too techie. And I'm like, no, we want to understand that. That's really important to understand how my body's working so I understand how I can fix it. Right. So thank you. I'll look at that. I like the idea of doing the mitochondria stuff.
And then one more. Is there a deeper level on the emotional and mental, like the trauma stuff? I mean, I know Dr. Fine has her program, but have you ever thought about doing a module on that section of the pillars, I suppose is what it is, huh?
Yeah, it's the pillars. And there's that, I'll show you, I reorganized a little bit. And there's a couple of things from last year that we had. But somebody on the NEPT call the other day said, talking about intuition, combining intuition and science to be able to make the best decisions. And they were talking for their clients, but it's actually for everybody, right? And you know, there's this argument of, you should have to study the science and do what the science says. But then there's the part about intuition. And I think it's the marriage of the two that really works. Like when you understand the scientific piece and then you have an intuition to have somebody, let's look at your shoulder. I think there's something going on there, right? Then we know what all the anatomy, physiology, and all that stuff does. And then we can actually hone in and do it. So I use a combination. So I would like to maybe do something on that as well.
That sounds That sounds really good.
Yeah. I remember the first time that happened to me personally, and I'd been working on a person physically to adjust them, and they're laying on my table, and all of a sudden I got this really bad pain somewhere, like might have been right here. I'm like, why did I just get a pain right here? What's going on with me? And so I'm like, So I went and felt on that person, and sure enough, they had a major old rib subluxation, whatever. I worked on them. I worked the muscles. I got them adjusted. My pain went away.
Wow.
So I started to go, oh, I need to tune into these things. And then there'd be other times I'm doing acupuncture needles, and you have in your mind that this is stomach 36 and lung whatever. But I would just kind of, I would just follow intuitively, because I'm like, this person needs a needle here. And I just stick a bunch of needles in and go, oh my God, you're practicing voodoo. You don't know what you're doing. You're just sticking needles. You don't know exactly what that point is. So then I let them lay there and I pull out my chart and I'm like, oh, intuition. They were exactly the right points, because there's hundreds and hundreds of these points. And I know all the major ones, but there's a lot of little subtle ones that I can't memorize, you know, unless I'm doing it every single day or studying for a board exam. I don't have it all memorized. So I have my little charts. And when I looked it up, it was like, oh, I think I need to stop myself when I come with an intuitive hit on something. And my left brain goes, no, what's the pathway? How does that work? You'll look it up later, but if you get hit with that. So it's really important for all of us, right? As the client, as the doctor of your own self, because we're basically in your own health, you're playing two roles, right? You're the healer and you're the receiver. And sometimes you get a hit on, this is an important piece for me and I need to follow it. And then the left brain goes, but what is the, you know, is that really make sense? And you go, we'll look it up later. But right now, this is what I'm drawn to do. You know, sometimes it's even food, like a particular food. I'm drawn to eat, drinking a particular herbal remedy or taking a particular supplement on a particular day. And I have no idea why. I just follow that intuition.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
I do that a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'll look it up later.
Yeah. And you know, when you're into the plants like you are and the herbs, you can feel their energy. And I'll tell you another really good story about that from one of my herbal teachers, David Winston. And he tells the story. He was working with somebody who had some kind of prostate thing, or in fact, I don't remember exactly what it was. So he had this thing and he's walking along and he's going, and this nettle leaf is what we usually do. Mm-hmm. Nettle root. And he's going, it was like it was calling him, use me. And he's like, nettle root, what the heck? You know, and so he pulled it and he sat with it and he felt into the energy of the plant. And then he started using it with this person with their, I think it must have been a prostate thing. And the person got better. The person was healing because he trusted that intuition. He didn't go, huh, I don't know the mechanism. I know how nettle leaf works. It's got all these minerals and it does all this cool stuff. I don't know how the root works, but he trusted it. And he said, that's what he taught us in working with herbs, was go and sit with them. And it is, if you're at home, you can do the same thing. If you have tinctures, you have bottles, just sit with them, because sometimes one of them is going to call your name out. Right? Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's my input, the best I can come up with. So
thank you.
I'm looking forward to this year.
I'm looking forward to having you here for this year.
Me too. Thank you so much for letting me continue on. So, okay, guys, jump in. Bring up some more.
All right. How about Luke? What you got? What is your, you know, biggest goals for this year? What are your biggest commitments? And what do you want to learn more about?
I think I need digestion.
Digestion.
I need, constipation issues. And I mean, because I can't detox if I'm constipated. So, I was in my infrared sauna last night sweating to try to detox some. And
You got to be careful though with infrared sauna and constipation. You need ever so much more water. Right, because you're going to be sweating. And a lot of times constipation is a water problem. Now, you may be saying, well, I'm drinking 3 quarts of water a day. How much more?
No, I'm not drinking enough water. I know that.
Okay, so there's your starting point, right? When you hear hoofbeats, think, horses, not zebras, is what I learned, right?
Right.
The first thing you got to deal with constipation, as opposed to trying to find the right nutrient, the right herb, or anything like that, is, are you hydrated? You can't, because stiff, dark, you know, hard stool is not going to pass easily. The big, right, fluffy, well-hydrated, well-fibered stool, plonk, right out. Okay.
But even, I think I have a motility problem too, because even if it's not hard, you know, if it's the way it should be, it just doesn't seem to want to come out sometimes. So I think I've got a motility problem.
Okay. And so motility problems are a second most common thing, right? And so, yeah, you know, one of the things, and you know this from Sweet Spot, so you're probably already doing it, but the meal spacing is super important for motility. And that means nothing, no food passes your lips for those 5 hours at minimum, you know, 4.5 to 5, because there's something called the migrating motor complex that actually moves food from, after you eat it, from dumps into the small intestine and then moves it down. And if that is stagnant, if that is paralyzed, then you can't move food. And that only starts to actually act about 3.5-4 hours after a meal. Why? It makes sense, right? Because food's in the stomach, then it, you know, takes time to be there. It gets dumped in the small intestine, the digestive enzymes. And then it's like, okay, now let's start to move this along. But if we don't leave that amount of time, that it doesn't get involved. It's just like, okay, we're just going to sit here. We'll wait for the next period of time. So there's a lot of stagnation that happens there. We don't get that movement. There are other things that affect the motility. So sometimes, yeah, it's a neurotransmitter. Dopamine or serotonin are really important for keeping that going. So there may be some.
And I think my serotonin is probably really low. So
what makes you say that?
Well, I think one of my SNPs has to do with serotonin. I'd have to look into it, but,
yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm not sleeping well, but, and I've been taking the last 2 nights, I've had the magnesium citrate calm, thinking, well, that might help with the sleep and also
with the movement. Yeah.
With the movement. And I try not to be too dependent upon anything. Like, there's an herbal tea that I take, but I won't take it more than once a week because I don't want to be dependent upon that. Mm-hmm. Is the primary thing that's happening. Now, I am doing intermittent fasting too, in that I tend not to eat until noon or 1 or 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Like yesterday, I really only had one meal. Now the meal may have stretched out about 2 hours, you know, but I really didn't eat until about 3:34 o'clock, I don't think.
Okay. And then you just had the one meal, and which means that you have a very short eating window. So there's a lot of healing that's, yeah, happening in that fasting window. So that's good. How did that affect constipation? Did that increase, decrease, no change?
Well, I did have a movement. So I've had actually 3 movements today, but it was constipated. But it was constipated.
Okay, let's just define constipation.
Hard getting that out.
So do you mean hard to get out? And so your definition of constipation?
No, but it was firm balls.
Okay.
So, okay.
And so typically, what's a typical day? How many bowel movements and what are they like?
Like yesterday, none. Day before, maybe just a little bit. And then,
okay,
it just kind of depends. It changes. But sometimes I'm lucky if it's twice a week. Sometimes I'm 5 times a week. So,
yeah, so that would be. And then they're usually dry.
Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. I used to have reactions to food where I would eat something and 30 minutes to an hour and a half later, you know, it would end up with going consecutively 5 times.
Right. Yeah. So you irritated your colon enough that it
would. Yeah, basically, and clean my system out. And if I have the, sometimes I'll take the, is it Health Force intestinal movement, mm-hmm, tablets?
Yeah.
So it says two at night. So a lot of times I'll take those several times a week. It just kind of, but I'm afraid of getting dependent upon some stuff. So that I wasn't sure about that herbal stuff, whether
One is pretty mild compared to some of the others, like your pure senna or Cascara Sagrada. Those you can get dependent on. Plus they create like a gripping sensation, and it has some of that stuff in it. But that of the ones that I've seen, I think that was the cleanest, and the one that I usually will do that if I'm doing a 5-day fast. I do it starting like day 3 or 4, or even after, because after a fast, right, there's not enough fiber in your system, and so it takes a while to get it started. So I usually use it for that. But there's a number of things that go on that can cause constipation. So
and I get fiber because I'm eating tons of pears and peaches and apples and broccoli and cauliflower for lunch. I had broccoli and cauliflower with hummus. I mean, I had okra and onions and bell peppers last night, and well, I had okra, so I made a pot of everything else I was cleaning out of the refrigerator that was produce.
In the pot. Are you usually cooked, or is there a fair amount of it is raw?
Well, I have salads a lot, and with the salads, it's usually arugula now. It used to be spinach until I found out about the oxalates, so now I basically get a, you know, one of the small clamshells of arugula, and usually have about half of that, which equals about 2 to 2.5 cups of arugula. Then either broccoli sprouts or alfalfa sprouts on top of that. Then avocado, if I have, I try to keep those in to have at least one avocado a day. Tomatoes or olives or artichoke hearts.
So you're getting a fair amount of cooked. It's not, I mean, the raw, it's not just cooked stuff.
No, no.
Because that makes a difference.
Cooking because I had beans in the garden that so I cooked beans and had some little potatoes left over. So I put like my grandmother used to make in a pot of water. I cooked them to death with that. I did cook those. But,
okay. So start with the water, like really just measure it out. You take half your body weight. This is about what I drink. It's like 64 ounces. It's more than half my body weight in water. And sometimes I drink more when it's hot and I'm sweaty and I'm dripping sweat, you know, I'll drink more. So I just keep this in the office. I'm almost down. So I have to, oh, it's in here. I poured it into this one, right? So I've done a good job of getting my water down. But if you don't have enough liquid, your body's going to reabsorb the liquid in the lower bowel, and it's going to get hard. So it's really important. Some people are drinking plenty of water, but not getting in the cells. And then there's some homeopathic things and things you can do to help your cells to pull it up better.
What do the chia seeds and the flax seeds and the hemp seeds help that, or do they make it worse?
Depends on if you're having it soaked in enough water and if you're drinking enough water, because they could make it worse. You know, they put Metamucil is what's that thing called, psyllium husks, right? And if you don't drink enough water and you take psyllium thinking it's going to help you have bowel movements, you're going to get a big old lump because it's going to absorb all the fluid as it goes through your tract, because that's what it does. It's a magnet for fluid. So making sure that on the chia, some people just throw chia seeds, grind them up and put them in their smoothie. That's not the best idea. It's better to make the gel, and then you can put that in your smoothie or make whatever. Same thing with flax. If you just grind up flax, how do I make breads, right? I take this gooey mass and I add some ground up flax seed and glunk, mix it into this dough, and I put it in the dehydrator. So it does that in your body too. It's going to just glom up whatever is available. So make sure that you've hydrated them first. Okay. And then we can look at the serotonin. Have you ever had an OAT test, organic acid test?
No, but I have them at the house ready to do. Great. But you told me to wait until after my meeting. So I ordered the OAT test, the acid, what is it? The blood acid?
The blood spot fatty acid.
Yeah, right. Blood spot fatty acid and the stool test.
Yes. Okay. Got it. Yeah, hard to say which one's going to be the best one to start with. Who's your coach? I forget who we put you with.
Annette.
Oh, Annette. Yeah. So
well, is the private one is Annette. The
group is Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's a good one to ask about that as well. And the group calls are happening next week, so make sure you make it there.
And that was my question. I was going on the website today trying to find the group calls, and I couldn't find where you had those listed.
They were listed on the page that we sent you to that was called Choose Your Coach. And then the coach was sending out, I saw them, I saw copies of what.
But how do I get back to that page?
From the main website?
Yeah, because I couldn't figure out how to
get
back.
You'll be getting an email with it, but you should have received an email.
I mean, I remembered it was a Thursday at 11 o'clock.
Right. You got to put these things on your calendars, okay?
Yep.
Because, you know, your coach, we sent you a map. We sent everybody a thing and said, your group coaches, here's when they're meeting. Yeah, and Diana's shaking her head. She got it.
But I haven't gotten an email from the coach yet. I specifically wanted to mention that. I haven't figured out, how to contact her yet. So
okay, there's questions. So, let me just make sure that they know. Where's my pen go?
Actually, Dr. Riri,
yeah, please make a notation because I haven't gotten my email from my coach either. It's Mahela.
So you haven't gotten a coach from your? I know that.
Got the coach. I got the email telling me who my coach was, but I haven't gotten an email from her.
Steph actually sent out an email about meetings. And she has all the dates listed.
Yeah, she had the whole year's worth.
Right.
Yeah. So you should have gotten that, Lou, from Steph.
Yeah, and I didn't get mine from Mahela. So.
And what? Who are you in with?
Mahela. And Karen.
Oh, okay, good. On no email.
Yeah.
Is on group. Because they're happening next week.
Right.
They were
That's why I was starting to get interested in, I thought it was seen, but something by now.
Yeah. Okay. I'll make sure that that happens, that we're really clear that that's where it's going to come. And then we'll send you, we've got this new system where we can have from the Infusionsoft automatically sending you reminders, but the coaches are going to send it too. But just so that like, hey, it's happening today. Make sure you hop on. Here's the time. And then you can get on them. We didn't put them on website, you know, with the add whatever it is, add to calendar, whatever, because we didn't want people coming to the wrong calls, right? Okay. So
I found the email.
Okay, good. Good. Yeah, now put those dates on your calendar for every month. We're going to skip December because it falls like right before Christmas, and then one other month.
The 24th.
Yeah, the 24th. Like, we're not going to do the 24th, right?
So yeah, I'd like to also mention one other thing, and because it may have already been fixed, but the new page that takes us to the calls, the add the calendar button is not available to highlight from that page. And it's, since
right.
I haven't gotten
I knew
an
that
email,
somebody was going to ask that question because that's not supposed to be there. So I had them fix it. Let me show you.
Okay.
Because I said, somebody's going to, I'm looking at going click, click, click. Why isn't it?
Yeah, happening? It's not working.
You have to click. It doesn't, it's not supposed to. You have to click the date and it comes. I'll show you. I had them.
Okay.
I'm excited about that new page because it just, life will be so much. And it automatically takes them off when the call is over. Okay. So if I go to Unstoppable, where's my Unstoppable Health? I was open before. Sites, Unstoppable Health. Okay. I had this open before. Okay, so you guys won't see all of this. You won't see the NEPT. You won't see this one. You only see this one. If you see both, let me know. But you shouldn't see both. This is for people who are not coming back, and it's they don't have links to calendars and calls and all that. This is people who are coming back. Mm. All right, and then when you get here. You see here, I've changed the menu so that it's, it's going to be the same for every place you go on the site. I'm still in the process of doing that. But if you want to find out more, what are your energy? Oh, okay, here we go. There's silver. You only see one of these. Discover your imbalances. There are different places on the pages, right? So if we go to the calls, you can just click the main call page and it shows everything. So you're going to see everything for me. But the beauty of it is you're only going to see what you have access to. So now instead of having that thing below, because I'm like, why is that thing there? It doesn't make sense. You can't click it. And so they fixed it yesterday. But you shouldn't see calls like any PT. If you do, there's a problem in the setup of the calendar. So just let us know. But you guys should see ERC office hours. Well, the ones that are already over don't show. So IME office hours, no, you shouldn't see that and you shouldn't see any PT. But the vital, the ERC content call, all that you're going to see on here. So when you click one, let's just say Gold Plus office hours, that's next week. And if it's set up properly, you only see the ones that you have access to. Then you have access, add to calendar. Has, oh good, she added the date yesterday. Good. Christina and I were going through it and I'm like, she says it doesn't have the time zone, like how are we gonna yeah, do
that was the other thing, the right. Time zone seemed different on some different pages.
Yeah,
on the old site it was always central time, and then for some strange reason all of a sudden it switched to eastern, and then people were confused.
I like to put all the time zones, but everybody on the team said it's fraught with possibility of errors and it's a lot of extra work. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
Once you put it on your calendar, though, it'll set it to whatever your time zone is. Yep. That's why I've been doing that, is it works better because it doesn't leave any doubt.
You're also going to get links in the emails to keep, you know how sometimes it's right. The email says something different than the calendar? The emails are now going to have this calendar, this thing, this link, so that it's going to be right. So good. They don't have to go in there and type and then make a typo and have it say 1 p.m. instead of, or 1 a.m. instead of 1 p.m. or the Thursday instead of Tuesday. It's always going to be here. So this is the link you'll get in your emails. So it's a nice system that they set up. And then here it says Eastern, but just make sure you look at the time zone. All right. And then that's how you get into the Zoom call. And there's
the RSVP.
Yeah. It's all in one place.
Fantastic.
So I'm super, super excited about that.
Me too.
Yes.
Me too. It's going to work really well.
And the recordings is going to change too. Right now I have a link on this to any places you have access to a recording. It's there. But it's going to be a system like this. They're working on it where it'll take you to a page and then you just click on the program that you want to see the recordings for and you'll get them. But that might be another week or two. I don't know how long it takes, but I'm glad I'm not having to do it because it's a lot of tedious work to set all that up. But once it's set up, it's going to be really nice. Okay. And then we have the link to lab testing page. So if you want to get lab testing, the link to order supplements from DSS. And then I put these raw food prep classes here because there's like one of them that everybody gets access to for free. So this will eventually have all the classes and you guys will see all of them. So if you're like, oh, food prep, oh yeah, I want to see the, you know, the one dish meals or the dairy or whatever, you can go right to the food prep classes from here. Okay. And then if you go to ERC, this will just have your summaries. There might be a way to put on there. I'll have to ask them if there's a way you can put like who your coach's name, and because there's these fields. I put this little index at the top so that you can find your way around this page. And what I did was I put dividers. So these are your first steps. You should have finished it. But in answer to Lou's question, where would I find that? Choose your coaches and times. You click there. And that'll show you the list of all the coaching groups. I think it's a second link, coaches, bios, and call times.
Yeah,
and then you can see everybody. If you forget, you can go there and make sure this is the right one. Yep. Okay.
Well, I remember Thursday at 11 a.m. I just couldn't remember which week it was.
Oh, yeah. It's always the third week of the month, the third full week of the month, because sometimes, you know, the first might be on a Thursday. We don't count that as a full week. We're trying to keep it consistent because depending on which day of the week you have it, it might be the second Tuesday, but it falls into the third week. So it's the third full week of the month.
Okay. So all the groups meet the third.
All of them meet that same week. Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I was watching the webinar that I think you're coming up on tomorrow to speak, or maybe it's today, that has to do with the microbiome seminar, conference, whatever they call it,
cool.
that's happening. And one of the speakers with slides was going into detail about different bacteria, you know, what the population of bacteria, viruses, and other things that are in your microbiome. And she was dealing with the different types of bacteria and what you should feed them and what you shouldn't feed them. And I thought that was very interesting. And if you were looking to expand on something, and I don't know if you have that in one of your modules, but that's one of the reasons I wanted to be with Stephanie, since that's sort of her thing too.
Yeah, and I can actually, so these calls, these more detailed things don't have to be with me. So I can bring in Stephanie to talk about that, or Summer, or people like that who are really into the, you know, the specific organisms. They can come in and talk about that stuff. So that's good. You know, good. And then the rest of this page is, you'll only see one of these, obviously. And then I just put another link to upcoming. I don't know if this one was changed yet. Hopefully it is. Yeah. So this goes to that events page, but just the category of ERC. So you can see all your ERC calls in one place. And then, I think they have to open. Okay, there we go. And then I also put in the office hours list in the Q&A, but that was before this was there. So I may end up taking these off because you won't need them, but I'm going to make sure that they're all there. So if you're curious, you have all your coaching opportunities. Then I have some of these steps that I pulled out from being buried. And if you haven't done this yet this year, I mean, redo the stress transforming videos, because it's such a good audios. It's such a good thing. Clarify values, connect to your why, set your goals. These are all really important pieces that I like to revisit every year, because mine change every year a little bit. And then I have this whole begin to adopt healthy habits. But you know, you guys have heard this all before, but it's a good reminder to go, whoops, I'm not doing that one. All right, I'm going to do it, right? Like Lou. Drink your water, go back and read it and get your ideas from it, right? If you're somebody who's been indoors the whole summer long because you're afraid of going out, you know, it talks about sun and why it's important. It talks about sleep. So these are just little things, but this is a biggie, the reduce your toxic load, because we can't throw herbs and stuff at it. This is all the stuff you need to have, make sure you've done before we jump into the advanced microbiome balancing strategies. You know, those are important, yes, but let's look at these other things first. So I have this everyday detox. It's a pretty long, like 40 minutes or something.
Hello. 30 minutes,
you know, video to get you going. If you're not a video person, just read the transcript, right? But remind yourself, air filters, you know, all the things that you might need, detox foods, cruciferous, you said already, you're doing that already. So check, I'm doing it already. No big deal. But these are the things that we really need to be focusing on. Because if we don't, what happened?
Well, I tried the big container method and that didn't seem to work with me for water. So I had gotten some kombucha in glass bottles. And I think there's 16 or 20 yep. ounce bottles. So I've decided I'm going to have 6 bottles at the beginning of the day. And then I just know I have to finish the 6 bottles.
You have to
bottles.
Finish all of them. Perfect. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever yeah. works for you. Yeah.
That's more doable. And I had been having the water and using either an electrolyte powder or vitamin C or something else in the water. And that way I can make them up in advance, stick them in the refrigerator. They're ready yep. for the next
and then day. They're ready. Yeah, exactly. That's perfect. That's perfect. Anyway, so these are the things, you know, these are the basics. And I have you repeat them. If you've already gotten these wired, then you skip this part. No big deal. You know, but I want to make sure that we don't forget about this. This is going to be something we'll do together. And I'm going to add some content to this one. We'll probably do it as some live videos or Facebook lives that I then download. But I want to incorporate elimination diet, not just food allergy stuff, but also looking at oxalates and histamines and all those sorts of things. Okay, so that we'll add some stuff content to that. Then your imbalances, right? I put all the things related to assessments in one place. Hopefully by tomorrow, my goal, my fingers crossed, is that we are going to have all of these set up in the Biocanic, so that we're going to send you an email that says, go to Biocanic, you'll open Biocanic, you'll see the, fill out the thyroid assessment, fill out this. And we separated them into separate systems for two reasons. One, that it's not this big, long assessment. And that if you've already know that you've got it wired on your whatever things are already wired, you just have to do the ones that you don't, right? So when we go back and 6 weeks later, you're not going to want to redo a test that costs you $300, but you would like to see how your digestion's doing. How's the candida, the symptoms of candida doing? You'll be able to do them separately. So these I might take off once we get that all set up. Document on lab testing, I updated it a little bit. Hopefully I uploaded it. I don't know if I uploaded the new one, but order lab tests, that's the lab order page. Discover home testing resources. These are all kinds of things you can do at home to test yourself. It's not buried underneath some other thing. Testing your glucose, which hopefully all of you by now know how to do. But for the new people, some of them don't. I have this home testing resource kit and all kinds of other stuff here of the things you can do at home, right? I'm a big fan of, you've heard me say this recently a lot, empowered self-care is the healthcare of the future. Not medical care, not healthcare from somebody. That most of what you need is coming from you being empowered, you know what to do, and then you taking care of you. When you need it for broken bones, injuries, emergency situations, that's when medical systems are needed. And I want to see a future of medicine where people don't need that day-to-day stuff, right? They just need the emergency care and that your self-care. You're empowered to take care of you. That's why I give you all kinds of ways to assess yourself and to help you and provide the resources here to answer your questions, et cetera. And this is a full library if you want to really go overboard. There's every test, every assessment I ever created in here. So if you want to, you know, analyze your left big toe, no, I don't have that. But I have all the different ones and they're in categories. There's a bunch of different digestive assessments. So you may want to do those and see if you can isolate where maybe it's falling. There's a couple of blood sugars. There's a couple of adrenals, thyroids, and sex hormones. And then under here are those full complete ones. And then there's a whole section on nutrients. And, you know, we can look at those as well. And then the pillars, like which ones of those are out of balance. So we put them all on one page, not to be overwhelming or anything, but if you know you want to explore and see why you may be having certain things going on, you can do that. And it may be a place where one of the coaches or I would send you based on something that's happening. And then I separated education and empowerment library. Remember I said it's a library. I'm going to go take out the book on. I'm really struggling with sleep right now. So let me go check out some of the sleep resources. I'm really struggling with where you take the assessment and your Freedom Pillar assessment says you are really bad on fun, girl. You need to do something about that. Okay, great. I am going to do something about fun. And then you go to the fun and get reminded of all the different things you can do here. This is going to be broken out and when you go to diet right now, there's a lot there and it's going to be organized. So that's one of my jobs over this weekend is to reorganize this. So it's got all kinds of cool stuff here. I'm going to pull this. This is like 7 pages alone. And you don't know that Healing Foods and Body Balancing Protocols contains eating for mouth and dental health, right? Because it was buried and we're going to pull it out from being buried. But there's a really cool couple of presentations, one with the Living Libations lady, and then the other one is with Steph. So Nadine Artemis, and that's a really good presentation. It's actually quite long. It's probably an hour and 45 minutes.
Hello and welcome.
Hour and a half. And then this is one I did with Steph, and she gave us some really good handouts and recipes for a healthy mouth and all kinds of stuff. So you've got buried treasures here. That you may have not have had time to even explore and find, eating for bone health, hormone health, etc. Yeah, and then there's all your bonuses down below. Yeah, I'm trying to make it so you don't have to have 15 clicks to find something because there's no way for you to know that it's down there. And then here's all the programs, the Everyday Hormones, a Green Cleanse, Gut Repair, Sweet Spot, I left the sweet spot, the old one. Not all of you will see that. I left it here for people who have been around for a while, and that was the sweet spot, Maine. For those of you who just joined us last year, you're probably only going to see 2020 and then stay in the sweet spot, because there's no sense getting you all confused. But if you've been through this sweet spot before and you're familiar with it, I left it there just in case. And then bonuses, there's all kinds of cool things, a digital recipe ebook collection. There's some error I couldn't fix on the page. I have to get my tech person to look at it, but where it's not saying access now on those. Vital Healing Kitchen, Fasting While Feasting, the Keto Challenges. You have access to all of this stuff right here. And then bonuses, lifestyle related. Remember you asked about emotional stuff. This was something we did last year with, I think it was with Kimberly and Laura, and the same thing here, and any other bonuses that we have or live things I'm going to put here so that they're really easy to find. You don't have to go buried into last year. Was that June of last year? When did that happen? Right. And then here's the elite modules, which the new people don't see. And then elite modules year three and beyond. And these are these aren't created yet. When you click on any of these, oh, this one might be, but, I think it just goes to a page that says, hey, these will be recorded soon, live. They're here. Yeah. Welcome, returning. Yeah. So those will be things that we'll be doing as we go along. So I don't know why we got off on that, but I think it was the question about the schedule. But you see, yeah, what we've been doing to make it more user-friendly.
In some of your presentations, you've shown, I think it's a methylation pathway map that has all these circles and things.
Yep.
And are you going into that in depth anywhere?
Yep.
Because I noticed you were saying that, you know, there's several different places along the pathway that you might want to take a supplement or a vitamin or something.
Yep.
To help.
See the thing it says nutrigenomics?
Okay.
Click on it. It has basics and then it has advanced.
Okay.
I'm probably going to add one more to really go through some of the newer things, but you've got the nutrigenomics, interpreting nutrigenomics, the charts, that's all the charts. And then there's these two that are more advanced. This like really goes into it. She did this at our Shine event. So it's in depth, but it really goes into the pathways. You can tell by looking at people's slides how much stuff is in there. Which goes through all the stuff, but then there's all these different pathways that you can see like there. And then she explained it really, really, really well. So I put that in here because I thought it was really good. And then there's another one that's probably even more advanced that we did as a live call for ERC a few years back. And it was super, super detailed about the pathways. Let's see how long that one is. It's a long one.
Hello and welcome.
It's an hour. Yeah. So then you look at this and then there's a transcript. So yeah, you can get as deep as you want. The other thing that we have available, and let me see if it's available here. It's under interpreting nutrigenomics, that I have years and years of me interpreting people's nutrigenomics. So you can watch those if you want to. Okay, where is it? Complete your progress. I don't know. We're getting rid of that. Optional. Helpful questions. So there's a lot here. There's a lot here. Pathway planning.
There's always a lot here.
Okay. Learn from recorded interpretation sessions. So if you want to do that, you can see, you know, the actuals of me interpreting them. So there's a lot here. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Simone. Hi, Simone.
Hi.
Tell me more about what you want to accomplish this year, what you want to focus on, and what you want to learn more about.
I want to focus on digestion.
as well, because that's been my main issues recently. Mm-hmm. And it's just an ongoing thing, seems.
Yeah. What do you think has been keeping it from getting better?
I just think it's, well, a combination of things, you know, because what kind of instigated the diarrhea, which has been the problem since earlier this year, was doing a parasite cleanse, which the product that I was using obviously gave me dysbiosis. Mm. And it was just like ongoing thing from then, you know, just trying to control it.
Tried to do a parasite cleanse because, not because you were having problems, but just because it sounded like a good thing to do, or?
Well, I just had a suspicion, you know?
Yeah, suspicion, yeah.
Yeah. And when I ran it by my naturopath, who does muscle testing, and she checked me with her parasite remedies, and I tested good for, you know, for using them. So I used a product that Steph had recommended, and I tested good for it. And I did one course of it. And during the course, that's when the diarrhea started. And I completed the whole course, and I was supposed to do another 3 weeks of it after taking a break of a week. And because of the diarrhea, I didn't continue it because it just didn't make sense, you know. So anyway, the diarrhea has...
How long ago was this?
Gosh, since earlier, about April.
April, okay.
Yeah.
And then it's daily diarrhea?
Not anymore. I've got it under control. I've, you know, been working on my gut with different, you know, getting in the fermented... more probiotics and stuff into my diet and prebiotics, mm-hmm. and staying away from things that cause the gas and bloating, you know, because Steph also had a suspicion of SIBO because it's certain foods that were giving me, you know, symptoms like the mm-hmm. cruciferous and the sulfur forming bacteria, sulfur bacteria that eat the sulfur. Those were giving me the gas and bloating too. So, you know, different things like eliminating certain foods and stuff. So just recently I discovered fat was now causing some diarrhea as well. So that is another hurdle that I'm working on right now too.
Have you done stool testing?
Yeah, I did one late last year. But I didn't have any problems then with issues of digestion. You know, I think it's just the dysbiosis is what kind of triggered everything.
Okay, so you did the stool test last year, but it didn't show that it was any out of imbalances?
I did have a few bacteria that I was lacking and needed to work on and increase. But Steph was quite impressed with the stool test. You know, she said it was a great test to have a fecal transplant with because it had so much different bacteria.
Mm-hmm. Kind of diversity.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, interestingly enough, then in April you started this parasite cleanse, but you weren't having symptoms. But what was it? Was just like an intuition that you had?
Yeah. Well, actually, I use a, what you call it, the Qi machine for lymph.
Yep.
So one day I just felt like something moving around in my gut. And I mentioned that to Steph. I said, you know, could that be a parasite or something? And she said it's could just be peristalsis, you know, and... Mm-hmm. So that's when I just checked with my naturopath, and she said it's not anything like a tapeworm or anything like that, but you know, you still test positive for parasites.
So muscle testing parasites.
Yes.
Was there some exposure, say, between the stool test and when you started to have that? Did you go on a trip somewhere?
No.
Did you go camping?
No.
Backpacking, changing pets? I'm just thinking of all the things that could expose you to something.
No.
Okay. So it might have been something that just was low grade enough to not show up on the other test, and that it was there, but
yes,
kept at bay. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I'm listening to this summit online right now as well with the gut microbiome, and some of these speakers say, you know, you could have parasites and they don't show up on these tests.
Yeah, it's true. That's that's a reason I don't really trust it necessarily when there's symptoms and I suspect parasites, but it doesn't show up. I don't always trust that.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And one of the speakers was saying, if you have SIBO, you have parasites. Yeah. So.
Could be. I mean, you know, the SIBO, nobody ever heard of SIBO before a few years ago. I learned about that ages ago, right? When I'm studying small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, now everybody is like SIBO. Everybody knows about SIBO because of summits and whatnot. And it's basically bacteria that are growing in the wrong place.
Right. And
a number of reasons. Sometimes it's bacteria that are growing in the small intestine because of a bowel resection or, you know, some other reason. But usually it's because they've gotten translocated. So instead of being in the large intestine where they belong, they move up into the small intestine. They're producing these gases and blah, you get bloated.
Mm.
But with SIBO, you really have to look at all the aspects, right? You have to look at the microbiome and replenishing it and getting rid of the bad guys. But you have to look at what we were talking about with Lou before, that migrating motor complex. So, so important to get that going. And some people require like a prescription medication of like low dose naltrexone to do that. But there are other motility improvers that are herbal. And we talk about a bunch of those in the gut repair program. There's, I think it's part 4. Where we have a whole section on SIBO. But yeah, you have to address the microbes, but you also have to address your stress levels, your parasympathetic versus sympathetic, and you have to make sure that you have the right motility, and sometimes there's a neurotransmitter involvement as well. So, you know, when you look at that, I always think of neurotransmitters, it's like this whole, you know, the knee bone's connected to the head bone thing. Like, so when you look at neurotransmitters, you have to look at, well, there's amino acids that help you make neurotransmitters. Mm-hmm. Okay, are you getting enough protein? Are you absorbing your protein? Well, do you have enough stomach acid to break down the protein? Are there enough digestive enzymes? So it's a systemic type of thing. And medicine looks at it like, oh, you've got SIBO, here's some antibiotics or, you know, rifaximin or something like that that's going to help to get rid of it, but they're not looking at the big picture. So that's where, you know, working on all of those pieces is important. And sometimes vitamin B6, right? Because B6 is important to take those amino acids and then make them into neurotransmitters. And some people have a genetic SNP where they don't have the ability to either make enough, you know, or utilize the B6 or convert it properly, right? So there's so many things that go into it. We can't just look at constipation. Okay, it's a fiber fluid problem, right? It could be a liver problem. In Chinese medicine, they refer to dry constipation when there's a bile stagnation and the liver isn't working as well as it should. And if there's an issue with fat digestion, I'm kind of suspicious of that liver gallbladder area.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm very happy that the diarrhea problem has gone away.
You know? I bet, because that's
my stools have gone back to normal, so that's I'm really grateful for that.
So the main thing now is the bloating and the inability to handle fats,
right?
Okay,
right.
Did you take any
and I've also started back using the castor oil packs. You know, I was doing that earlier, but I took a break for a while. And
those are easy to want to take a break from because they're not
easy to do,
right?
Yeah.
So I know that, but I know how effective they can be.
Yeah. No. But when realized that my gallbladder and stuff was involved now, I said, look, let me try the Costrel bag and see if that's going to help.
Yeah.
And it's already did.
It already did. And I'm a big fan of, you know, doing it to tolerance. So I know that Marisol, we have that in your bone section. She talks about doing it every day. And I'm like, okay, but what if we did it 3 days a week? Wouldn't that be better than not doing it at all? Because if I think about doing it 3 days a week, I can handle it. If I think about doing it every day, it's like, oh, it's drudgery. So we have to just kind of work it in a way that's going to get us at least started. And then if you go 3 days a week and go, I wonder, I feel so much better on the days I do it, then maybe you'll go to 4 or 5 or 6 days a week. You know?
Yeah. But it's really made a difference to my bowel movements.
Good.
I have to say.
Good. Have you tried that, Lou? Just curious. The Pastor Oil Packs?
Yes. I have her special wrap to put on. So I have done it. I haven't done it lately, but just because I really need to wash it, because the last time I did it, it just kind of overflowed all over the bed. So because I was doing the second heart cleanse and they wanted it to be, you know, really full and a lot. So it's just getting back in the habit of
getting back in the habit. I know.
Yeah, but that's what put me off.
And was away for 2 weeks because it's like, oh, I didn't have to deal. You know, it's like he's gonna go, what are you doing? And you know, I was like, yeah. So I had stopped doing it, but yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Well, that's what put me off using it again, having to wash it, and so I finally washed it and started using it again, and it made a huge difference.
Good, good.
But well, I'm trying to decide whether to do the second heart cleanse, which is coming up. But I'm gonna do it this time. You are? Okay.
Yeah, I've done it before, but usually I'm traveling or I can't do it because of the weeks she's chosen. And sometimes she says, okay, you start it the week before and I'll just, you know, and she'll send me messages every day. Okay, how you doing? I've done it that way before, but I like when it's with the group because I feel, you know, more motivated and inspired, and I've always felt really good after it. So
well, that was my problem too. I was just contacting several people and saying, okay, are we going to be at the beach or are we going to be here? Because if I'm going to be with the group, then obviously that's not conducive to
doing
to trying to do that. So
yeah,
I was trying to pin that down.
Yeah, that's always so. I'm not going anywhere, so I'm finally doing it, because I've had it happen where it would fall all the time. It like 4 times in a row that she did it. It fell on the day I was teaching the class, and then I had a potluck that night. And I tried that once, right? And I'm like sneaking off to take the Epsom salts and saying, okay, it's time for you to leave. Now I have to go do my thing, you know. It wasn't real conducive. And then, of course, I'm making all this food, but I'm not supposed to eat because that last day you're just juicing. So I'm like, you're supposed to stop eating or juicing even by 1. And then at 3, I'm making all this food for a class and I can't even taste the food I'm making. And then I have a potluck and I'm not eating the food. It was really a challenge. I just did that once and I never did it again. So I'm glad that there's no conflict this time.
And I actually had no problem whatsoever with the grapefruit juice and olive oil.
I thought it
tasted good personally.
I know. I blended it in the blender. So that it was all, you know, and I'm like, oh, this is the nicest thing I've tasted in a week.
Yeah. Okay, good. Not just me.
Not just you. No, I thought it was delicious. The Epsom salts are horrible, but the grapefruit juice and the olive oil is really good, actually. And I was afraid to do the grapefruit juice the first time, so I just did it with lemon juice or something, or because I was afraid it would spike my sugar. And then the next time I tried it with half and half, and it didn't spike my sugar. And then I went, no, heck, you know, it's not raising my sugar, so I'm good.
Well, there's probably so much oil that it balanced it out.
Exactly. And then by then my sugar's so low because of having, you know, juiced the day before, juiced in smoothies and then juiced that day. By then my sugar's in the 50s anyway. So even if it goes up, what the heck, right? It's not a bad deal. So yeah, I think it's a good cleanse. So yeah, I would encourage you if you can to do it again. Okay. Well, thank you guys. Anybody else have any last comments or no?
Just thank you again.
You're very welcome.
You are an amazing woman. I don't know how you put all that together. but it's awesome. It's, and there's so much stuff hidden in there. Just, I've been in the program 2.5 years now. Yeah, and I'm, and you just found one I had not seen. So just,
yeah, and you'll probably see some new stuff you haven't seen as I pull them out from being
hit. Yeah,
they're like
where they've been hiding.
I'll pull them out and have them have a big, big old picture, and then you'll see. Yeah, and I'm also going to just hopefully this weekend. There's always more things I want to do than time to do them, but I want to create like a roadmap of everything so that at least you have this. You know, here's my thing. I know. Oh, look over here. I haven't ever gone over there before. So I'm just thinking in terms of the best way to organize it so that it's not overwhelming. It's just real useful for, you know, finding something, because you can just open it up and go, oh yeah, okay, there. Yeah, I need to learn about bones, and or I need to learn about mouth stuff or whatever.
Yeah, actually, yeah, at another level. It's like we end up learning little bits and pieces on the surface of everything. And then it's like, oh, you find a new block of something. And it's like, oh, I could dig deeper there. And then you open it up and you go, oh my God, it's a whole program all by itself. What have I got myself into this time?
Well, that's what those big ones are. Like, they're 4 or 5 part programs. But then I give you the overview. Here's some eating for digestion. Here's some eating for bone health. And then you can go deeper with each of them. But I've been told I have to go on a content creation fast, because there's too much content and not enough time to consume it. So I'm just I'm going on a reorganization of it.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
I was looking at some of your recipes for making bread. I think it was the one. Yeah. And they were using almonds. Can I substitute pecans?
Anything you want.
Okay, the almonds have more oxalates than the pecans.
Right, exactly. Any nut can be substituted for any nut, depending on your sensitivities. Same with seeds, and even seeds could be substituted for nuts. So sometimes people don't tolerate nuts, but they tolerate seeds. And it's just a flavor thing. And a lot of those recipes are so robust and savory, you know, with onion or garlic or turmeric or whatever is in there, that it overpowers the flavor, the distinctive flavor. Although pecans are pretty darn good. So that bread might actually be better. It'll be a little fattier, right? It'll be a little more oily, because the pecans are definitely, so maybe mix pecans with hemp seeds. Right, to keep it from to dry it out a little bit, because I love pecans. My husband's been making fresh pecan and cashew butter for the last few months. He goes into the little thing and makes this jar, and oh, it's so good. It's like, okay, at the end of a meal, that's my dessert. I get to have a scoop of pecan cashew butter, and it's delicious. So yeah,
with raw pecans.
He does, yeah, he does, and I bet it would be. With the pecans for the bread, what you might want to do is soak them for like 6 hours and then dehydrate them so they're drier. And you might get a better texture, a closer to almond texture to the bread. You do it that way. Yeah. Are you whacking flies there?
It's the time of year where we've had a freeze already. And so all the creatures want to come in the house because it's getting cold out there.
That's wild.
We'll have our nice 80s during the day, but yeah, the
80s during the day and then freeze at night.
That's, yeah, we've had 32 two nights in a row, so the garden's done. Real early for that, and
but it's global warming, global cooling, global climate change, whatever it is.
No, it's living in the central mountains of Idaho. It happens every year. We can have a freeze in the middle of August. We can have one in July. It's usually only a one dayer though. That's
But it's long enough sometimes to kill off the more sensitive.
Some of them, yeah. Mm-hmm. Usually though, we don't get a total kill off. It's if you get two nights in a row, it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, one of my fellow gardeners that's got a place a little further up the mountain, she's about 1,000 foot higher in elevation. She had 22 the other night.
Oy. When and I'm sitting here complaining because it went down to 65 last night, and they're like all wearing our blankets.
Yeah. I'm still wearing my sweats and stuff. Of course, I don't have any thermal resistance right now. So, you know, it's 80 degrees outside and I'm not cold right now.
Wow, it's 80 degrees. Either. You're warmer than us today.
Really?
It's only going to get up to 70 something today.
Wow. Really? That is cold for you.
High for today is supposed to be, it says 63. I think that might not have, wow. Yeah, 63. This is a cold front for us. It's only going to go up to 73.
Oh my God.
And a week ago it was 100.
Yep. Oh my God.
The whole rest of the week, it's still, we're keeping a cool front for the rest of the week, even next 10 days, it's all in the 80s.
Wow.
That's so unusual for this time of year.
Well, we've got a little bit of an unusual too, but
it's a lot of unusual stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, we went from like 100 degrees on Saturday for the high to 32 on Monday night.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It is crazy.
Crazy that you had 100. That's insane.
Yeah. 100 on Saturday and Monday night was 32.
And we've been cooler than usual the last few weeks, but everybody else has been hotter. So I guess we sent away our heat.
Yeah. A few of the days we were 100 degree heat, but the smoke was so thick that we didn't even hit 80.
You can't even go out, right?
Yeah. Well, I couldn't go out at all. The sun was orange for 3 days. Couldn't see the mountain that's less than a mile away. Just like fog. It was like smog almost. So it's kind of a combination, like fog, but it's the color of smog.
I don't get how the pictures that I saw on Facebook, people kept posting, like Oakland and all that area. Yeah. It's bright orange. It looked like
that's exactly what it looked like here for 3 weeks. Yeah. And it would just lift a little bit and then it come back and lift a little and come back. Because it was all in the upper atmosphere. That smoke from those fires is getting up 35, 40,000 feet. And so even like when we get afternoon winds of 15, 20, 30 miles an hour, it doesn't even blow it out.
Wow.
So, you know, that's when we have a fire like in our backyard in this area, this the afternoon, the winds will blow it, the smoke out again.
But it's,
you know, and then we're okay.
Touch it. Wow.
But this stuff is so high up that it's literally like a greenhouse. You know, it's like somebody put a blackout curtain over the top of the greenhouse. So we weren't even getting the warm temperatures we were supposed to. But it's okay because that was good. I mean, there was at least a little relief. I was kind of concerned when we were having the smoke plus the heat because I've got no thermal resistance. I can't control my temperature, and that kind of heat is not good for me right now. So I can't cool down. So anyway, whatever. It's just been a real bizarre summer. Actually, 2020 has been a bizarre year.
The whole year has been bizarre. And I keep visualizing, right? 2020 is clarity. And I keep visualizing that by the end of 2020, we're going to have this, we're going to have this awakening and it's all going to become clear. That's my prayer for this year.
I'll pray in agreement on that one.
Right. Because it's been crazy. You were about to say something, Lou, and then I have to go because I have a call in 2 minutes.
Well, I was just going to say I had a friend in Bozeman, Montana, which is probably in the same latitude, and he was talking about it being 100 degrees, and then they were expecting snow.
Yeah.
And then when you were talking about the clouds, it reminded me of when Krakatoa exploded in the 1800s, and for 2 years,
just kept all around.
Circling all around the world, and they had all sorts of cold droughts, whatever weather patterns, because
here without a summer kind of stuff. Yeah, that happened for several years. My grandmother was born that day.
Okay, I gotta go, guys, because somebody's gonna be waiting for me. So great to see you, and I look forward to a year together.
Bye bye. Bye bye.